is the fact that Beard preached all these things we just talked about, right? Character, respect, staying in the fight, being West Texas true and tough, loyalty, and doing things the right way.
And he,
all of this to turn around and treat Kirby Holcutt like an asshole.
I mean, he did. He completely flipped and did not do anything he said. I mean, he's a bold-faced liar.
He's a snake.
I mean, that's the only way to put it, in my opinion. Yeah. He's a snake, liar, asshole.
Beautiful, beautiful beer crack right there. What is up, Ramblin' Raiders listeners? Welcome back to this much-anticipated episode 91 group therapy sesh. Our last title for episode 90 was "He's Not Leaving." Boy, were we wrong. He left. He's gone. Bye, Felicia. Thank y'all for joining us. Let me go ahead and bring in the two ringers, two guys who have been with us through and through and who are loyal to this podcast. They will never leave. They will never leave Red Raider Nation high and dry.
Never.
I have Nick 4-1. Actually, seems pretty stupid now that I think about it. Thompson, Nick, what's up, man?
Pretty stupid, man. Let's vent. Let's get it all out on the air, and let's let the listeners, you know, vent with us. So yes. I'm excited to. Man, I'm not excited, but you know, I'm ready to vent with you guys. Let's get it. Let's do it.
The anticipation is just palpable right now in the room, dude. I mean, me and Lane and Nick are looking at each other, and there's going to be a disclaimer I'm about to throw out here in a second. As I just mentioned, the other guy joining us, the hot take specialist, this might be the hottest he ever gets on the mic. Lane Ramsey Bolton has more decency than Chris Beard Griffon. Lane, welcome to the podcast.
What is up, Red Raider Nation? Tough day.
Tough week, dude.
Tough week.
April Fool's
but,
Day.
But, I mean, Chris Beard's a spineless loser, asshole, liar, whatever you want to say.
All I know is, like, it was April Fool's Day, and, like, he played the fool.
I don't know how that guy stands up.
He played the fool.
He doesn't have a spine.
Dude.
I mean, did the UT buy him a wheelchair, too? Because, he doesn't have a spine. No. How does he walk?
Dude is zero transparency, and now Texas Tech has trust issues, as y'all should. I will say this, Lane and I, just to kind of, you know, start diving into this, had a couple, or I'd say you and I had just a good old-fashioned, like, drunk last night.
It was much needed.
As I'm sure most of you did, most of our listeners. I drank pickle shots, so I was hungover today.
That's what we were taking?
That's a given. And luckily, we're not recording this episode. I mean, we're doing the visuals for this episode because I am wearing the same clothes as I was wearing last night. And I have no shame.
Dude, I was going to go to work in those same clothes I wore to the bar, but I didn't make it to the office.
Lane was not able to work on Good Friday because we needed last night, dude. We needed a good old-fashioned drum. Real quick, little disclaimer here. It's going to be an unorthodox episode. This is a special, like I said, you know, group therapy sesh. Hi, everybody come in, like, come grab a seat, you know, sit down, get ready to vent. Let's share our emotions and let's, you know, hash this out and talk about our feelings, okay? But it's going to be a different episode than normal. We're going to try our very best to be professional and courteous to an extent. You know,
Chris Beard, he's not professional or courteous at all.
We're going to try to be courteous and not get too emotional and let this run away from us. But we're also going to stay true to how we conduct ourselves on this pod, which is being genuine and authentic. So we're going to, you know, call it how we see it, tell it how it is, and that's really been our MO, guys. We've always been that way, and that's how we're going to be on this one. If you, for whatever reason, with that said, if you are a Chris Beard sympathizer, this is not the episode for you. You're going to want to turn this off right now because that's not what's about to happen here. Or if you're a UT fan, and you came here like looking for a laugh or something, this is also not the episode for you. You've been warned. Things are about to be said.
I mean, wait.
What?
I don't
know. You looked like you were about to say
there are Chris Beard sympathizers out there?
Well, people that like are saying out there saying like we wish him well, like
I hope he fails miserably
in his career, you know, all this stuff. So I'm just saying
those people are just way too nice too.
Dude, y'all are like, yes. I mean, you have a great heart, but like sometimes you gotta get angry. You gotta get mean.
I mean, look how he treated us.
Oh God. So just
he
know that
us like a bad habit.
You, like y'all been warned, this is going to be a bit of a different episode. We're also going to drop, Nick, I believe we talked about dropping a...
Some cuss words, yes.
Oh, some yes.
Some F-bombs,
sorry.
Cuss words.
I meant to, I actually totally forgot to put that down in my notes today that I was able to get, you know, type up and get done just in a brutal hangover state. So bear with us. But yes, yeah, some explicits will be dropped. This will definitely have an E next to it. I, again, if you have sensitive ears, you've also been warned. What was, but we're going to drop an ad in the middle, right? We're going to do our ad.
Yeah.
Middle of
yeah,
the,
we're going to get right
pod.
Into this. And okay, cool. Ad's coming in the middle, so.
All right, here we go. So social media highlight, rate, review, subscribe. If you haven't already, it goes a long way, and we appreciate it. We've gotten a lot of good, you know, interactions and traction lately on our social medias. So, you know, we're on Facebook, Ramblin' Raiders Podcast is the name of our page. We're also on Twitter, at Ramblin' Raiders. And we are also on Instagram at Ramblin' Raiders. So go give us a follow. We try to keep everybody up to date with everything that we're doing with the Ramblin' Raiders brand, which is going to have an exciting announcement. Actually, I won't dive into the weeds yet because we're still working on the transition process. But has a very we have a very exciting announcement coming this week. A lot better news than you got last week, I'll tell you that. Also, YouTube and Twitch. Again, this episode's not being, you know, recorded visually, but we're working on Twitch. We're working on doing a live app. Guys, honestly, we were thinking about having, like, where, you know, our listeners can chime in, ask us questions. We were thinking about doing a live app for this one and thought better of it because we were scared that we might say something that, you know, could potentially be regrettable. So we're glad we're doing this. Not, you know, not live right now.
I mean, we're probably going to say some regrettable shit on this episode, but if we were doing it live, the app would be a lot more explicit and a lot more just off the cuff opinionated.
Yeah. And in your face.
And emotional. If people are interacting with us live. So we decided, let's just record the audio and send it out tomorrow.
Yeah.
And let the people, you know,
I mean,
let
I'd love
vent.
To get one of these Chris Beard sympathizers on the phone because I want to know what the hell's wrong with
them. We'll dive into that in a second. The website is ramblinraiders.com. We have 10% of our merch sales goes to charity. Actually, now that we're getting into April, Nick, can you speak a little bit to the charity that we're going to give to this month? We talked about it, but I forgot the name.
Let's wait till next week to discuss that and get it situated. But last month for March, we're going to donate to the Carlos Correa Foundation for the people impacted by Hurricane Uri. Winter Storm Uri.
It feels like every time there's a storm around here, we just automatically like assume hurricane. But no, yeah, Hurricane
Winter Storm Uri.
Winter Storm Uri. And we actually have a great idea for our charity of the month
for April.
But yeah, we need to kind of get that more organized, and we'll bring it to you next week. But for a great cause, I'll just say some Red Raiders are involved. So
for sure,
it's gonna be a good deal. And yeah, also that for the Carlos Correa Foundation, it's not going to his extension with the Astros. Like, it's actually going to victims of the storm.
Maybe we should donate to his extension though.
50-50? Y'all cool going halfsies on that?
If there's anything about, like, if there's anything to be noted about extensions, is they don't mean shit because you can extend the guy for his whole career and he just won't take it.
And he'll turn his back and not even let you counteroffer.
Hey, does anyone else's back hurt?
I'm just ready
to get into it. Could somebody look and see if there's a giant knife
there
sticking
one,
out of mine?
It was stuck there by Chris Beard.
Jackass. Okay. Write-ups are also on the website, man.
I'm just ready to get into this.
I know. I'm sorry, dude. I really thought we could keep our composure. Clearly, we're not going to be able to. RamblinRaiders.com. We have write-ups on there that our boy Patrick, who's joined our teams, done a couple of those. Our episodes are downloadable straight from the website. We also have our apparel. We have a mission statement, pictures, just the whole kit and caboodle on our website. So check it out. Guys, we're going to skip the look around campus this week, which is actually on fire right now. People are just, you know, going, I would assume, like ape shit. You know, it's on fire. But hey, at least one thing I will say for our look around campus, a big advancement that just came out, a big, what's the word I'm looking for, dude? That Alpha brand's not kicking in. Big
story, milestone.
Big story coming out of on campus right now is that at the Womble Center, there's been some redecorating on the mural on the side of the Womble Center. So they've covered it up.
Wow.
They've covered it up.
That is just well done, Texas Tech.
So that is well done, Texas Tech. That is the one item that we'll throw out for the look around campus. And we'll get back to our normal scheduled program later this week. Boys, everyone take a deep, long sip of their beer.
I thought you were going to say breath, but yeah, sip sounds a lot better.
A sip of their beer, a drag. Lane, where are the cigarettes at, dude? I need another one.
I finished a whole pack last night.
I'm surprised you don't sound very hoarse right now.
Lane sends me a Snapchat while I'm driving back to Houston, which, by the way, I left my house in Houston, and then I blinked, and I was here, and I honestly was just so in my head thinking about what happened that I, like, probably was not the best driver at that time. But I had Tucker, and we made it here. Lane sends me a Snapchat, and it just says, "You did this, Chris Beard," and it's a tall boy, like, Bud Light or something, and a just pack of like, Camel...
Camel lights.
Some reds and a steel reserve or whatever.
Reds and a steel reserve, and he goes, "You did this." All right, guys, let's talk about what everyone's here to listen to. Main body content, and really going to be the entirety of this episode. I just titled it, "Chris Beard, Pull the Knife Out of Our Back, You Snake."
he's this worse snake than KD, LeBron, all together. I mean, I don't know who to compare him to. Who's the worst human in history?
When I was titling the Word doc for my notes, I titled it "Beard is a Bitch."
Oh, dude! And you guys can't tell where the Ramblin' Raiders are at on this one. I can't help you there, dude. This is equivalent to, like, let's put this in movie terms, like we like to do so often. First off, one show terms, like Tyler. No likey at all.
Tyler no likey.
I gotta throw that in for our boy. I gotta throw that in for our boy Nolan, because he loves, like, the Tyler no likeys. And I know he's gonna be listening on this one as a adopted Texas Tech fan and diehard. This is equivalent to Frodo just walking up to Sauron and giving him the ring, dude, and being like, "Here, why don't you just go fuck Middle Earth up, dude?" Like, completely, you know, just do your worst. Luke joining the Empire. Can you imagine if he took Vader's hand and was like, let's get after it?
That's exactly what happened.
Or Batman teaming up with the Joker.
But now Chris Beard is the Joker, and the Joker cannot win.
Hey, who said it?
Joker.
Who said it?
Who
said that? Gordon? Someone said it best.
Batman.
Batman said it. The Joker cannot win.
I got one for you. I got one for you.
Nick, what is this equivalent to?
For all you Outsiders fans out there, this is as if Ponyboy joined the Socs. Went across the track. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
No, but I love it. But I love it.
Ponyboy's a greaser, okay? And the Socs are like their neighborhood, like rivals, the rich kids. And this would be as if Chris Beard joined the Socs, or Ponyboy joined the Socs.
This is like John B. Becoming a kook.
Yeah, this is John B. becoming a kook. Like, you're not one of us, dude.
Everything he said was a lie.
Here's the deal, guys. Okay, first, I want to start this off, because with all of our pods, we do positives and negatives and our breakdowns of games and stuff. To our players, we are thankful, and this is something I had to jot down, because you see guys coming out on social media trying to rally the fan base. We are extremely thankful for y'all's contributions and dedication to Texas Tech, past players and present. I get guys, look, you know, obviously we want to retain people and you know, hope that y'all buy into the culture, but if they leave, it's a situation where you were told something.
Fault.
Yeah, no, it's not absolutely
not
their fault.
They were left out to dry. They're going to take care of themselves.
Exactly, and they absolutely should. So to our past and present players, we love you guys. We're thankful for y'all, for what you've done for our basketball program. And I've noticed a lot of past players kind of standing up for Beard, saying they'll always respect him and love him. And I don't, that's understandable to me, because they know Chris Beard on a more intimate level than a fan ever will. Right, a player-coach relationship is obviously different than that of a fan. And so I understand that, and I sympathize with our players that have kind of had his back. I completely get that. Like, you know, they're coming at it from a different perspective. However, for fans, I'm not sure how you can say he was great. You know, I've been seeing a little bit of this on Twitter. Dude, I'm getting worked up. Say he was great and you wish him all the best, because, like, he's going to UT. You know, like, you can't say I wish him the best in his future endeavors. Obviously, we're not like that big of a psycho ex-girlfriend. Like, we don't wish any harm, like, or anything on Chris Beard. We want him to, like,
We want
him to be okay. But, like, as far as his career goes, he went to UT. We would never support UT even if he wasn't there. So why would we be supportive of him now? It's our in-conference, in-state rival. That fans that are saying that, I just think you kind of got to have a little bit more grasp on the situation,
there
a little bit more feel.
In-state rivals.
I mean, I think it's
he was so unprofessional about the move. He lied about, you know, his whole thing about being a family, and he's a West Texas guy. I mean, in his presser accepting the Tech job, he said he was coming home. Lie. Yeah. Boldface lie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's clearly a horse of a different color now, for sure. But I just wanted to, you know, say that that it's kind of a – I mean, all Tech fans can process this and go about it, you know, whichever way they want. But just realize, you know, as you're saying that, you're saying it for a school that's Texas, like a school that we obviously, you know, are competitive against and rivals with, I would say. I mean, they might not say it, but I think that
in basketball
sure we've definitely been on the winning end of this the past couple of years. So just kind of I don't really get the thought process on that. One last positive, because it's a short list that but I believe needs to be said, and this is having some objectiveness to this. You know, we want to add, like I said, that professionalism, this objective thought to this podcast. I am grateful, you guys might not be, but I am, for the accomplishments that we achieved during Chris Bidd's time in Lubbock. I'm thankful for those memories and the success that we had and where our program is at. And I think it's okay as a Tech fan, I just believe it, to feel that way while still being absolutely frustrated with what took place. This program is in a good shape, and Chris Beard, you know, played a large part in that. Look, man, we're going to knock the guy for a lot of other reasons, but he is a great coach. I mean, the dude coached well. Is he going to be good enough for what UT will expect of him? Maybe not.
Never.
But it, look, man, he was a good – I mean, he's a good coach.
He's not irreplaceable.
No, you're right. You're right. He's a good coach, and I'll just start off by saying that I think we should have the – you know, kind of be able to see that reality that we have had a lot of success over the last 5 years, and at least I'm grateful for that. But it's also absolutely okay to be furious about how Chris Beard handled this process. Let me just throw it to you guys, because I feel like I'm talking a lot right now. What was your kind of I'm going to go to Lane first, initial thought? Like, one, like last week's podcast, like, damn, we look like a bunch of assholes.
We look like idiots, but, I mean, it's because we were all fed the same BS from Chris Beard. I mean, Kirby was fed it. The team was probably fed it. I heard that his staff didn't even know that he was taking the Texas job until 5 minutes before the news broke. I mean, that is the most snakish.
And I will say that is from a reliable source. Within the coaching
network
out in West Texas. This is a well-respected coach, comes from a very respected coaching family in the West Texas network, and this is coming from them.
You just don't do that. I mean, that's just so poorly handled by him. He left his players out to dry. He left his staff, you know, I mean, didn't tell him what was going on, didn't keep him in the loop. Didn't keep Kirby in the loop, you know.
No.
I mean, just told him right before he's already accepted the job. I mean, it was handled in the worst way possible. Chris Beard's a liar, and there's no way around it. And I hope his players that he's recruiting now understand the lines he's feeding you about family, loyalty, you know, underdog,
culture,
chip on the shoulder, culture. He doesn't give a shit about it.
No, he doesn't. He's looking for the next best thing.
He's looking for what's best for him.
And to that point, like, Kirby said he sat in Chris Beard's office. They sat, you know, with a group of guys in his office for a long time Wednesday, which is March 31st. And Beard goes, yeah, I need to sleep on it. Obviously, it's a big decision, but I need to sleep on it. It sounds like he just wanted to wait until April 1st where the buyout was reduced.
Absolutely.
Before announcing that he was going.
Yeah.
I mean,
He strung Kirby along. He strung the fans along. And I'm about to get
and
into
that's
my
just sad
next part,
because
yeah.
I mean, Texas Tech
has done
him,
everything.
They've done everything for him, and he just so easily turned his back.
Man, I've never been the jealous ex, but like, damn, it looks good on us. I think
I kind of enjoy it.
By the way,
I don't enjoy this at all.
No, I don't either. This is not fun to talk about. But here's I guess my take on it. There is a way. There was a way for Chris Beard to go about this transition process where I could have respected him. Look, would I have hated it? Sure. But I could have at least respected the guy. Look, it's his alma mater, right? Like, it's always been in the back of our minds that he could leave to go to UT.
It was an issue last year.
Yeah. I mean, but there's a way you handle your business as a man, as a professional. Like, there's a way you handle yourself as like a just competent person, right? That, And Beard did not, which is just crazy to me because of the way he's acted, you know, these last 5 years and the character he's tried to, you know, he's put on display. It just doesn't add up.
He didn't embody like the whole,
his whole identity
image.
He's had.
Yeah, identity image of what he's been trying to preach for the past 5 years at Tech. He did not embody that in the least bit with him leaving.
I mean, he's not one of us. He's not a
last
chip
week
on
we said one
hard,
of us. You're not one of us.
West Texas guy. He's not one of us.
No, you're not one of us. And the secret's not in the dirt. The only secret was in his head, keeping Texas Tech fans in the dark while you were getting ready to leave.
If he was one of us, he would have never have done it this way.
Yeah. And so here's the deal. I guess here's my point. There's a couple ways you could have gone about this where I mean, I can respect you as a coach, as a person. First off, any other school but UT would have been, you know, something I would have wished him. I would have said, I hope you do well in your career.
Yeah.
I wish you the best. Or if you were going to go to UT, being more transparent and forthright about your intentions. If he does that, if this job, you know, comes available and he goes to Kirby and goes, Kirby, I'm very interested in this gig. Yes. I've always wanted to coach at UT. It's my alma mater. And look, I get it. There's a business side of this. Leveraging. Clearly, though, it wasn't about the money. It didn't matter.
He's not even getting paid. He's getting paid less.
He's getting paid if close to the same or less than he is at Texas Tech. So you knew he was interested in it. CDC knew he was interested in it. And being more, if he would have just said, look, right when this job came open, he goes and takes it and goes, I love Texas Tech, but this has always been my dream job. I can respect that.
But you strung us along.
You were an asshole about it, dude. And so let's get into the roast part, man.
That's what we were already doing.
So I'm looking at my notes. We're jumping around here. I'm trying to keep us somewhat structured, but
civil.
Yeah. Okay. What pisses the Texas Tech community off and the Ramblin' Raiders off is the fact that Beard preached all these things we just talked about, right? Character, respect, staying in the fight, being West Texas true and tough, loyalty, and doing things the right way.
And he,
all of this to turn around and treat Kirby Holcutt like an asshole.
I mean, he completely flipped and did not do anything he said. I mean, he's a bold-faced liar.
He's a snake.
I mean, that's the only way to put it, in my opinion. Yeah. He's a snake, liar, asshole.
He did. So, I mean, Kirby Holcutt is the point I was going to bring up, and then I'll throw it to you guys and kind of get your that take on this. Because, anyways, Kirby Holcutt did everything for this man.
And that's gave him basically whatever the hell
he
wanted.
And that's something we need to talk about, too, is I see a lot of people coming after, or before this, we're kind of coming up to Kirby. You watch that presser, dude. That man cares about Texas Tech.
He cares.
He cares about his job. Now, look, has he had a couple swing and a miss? Absolutely, which, by the way, our baseball team did none of the other day. They made nothing but pure contact.
Oh, 17-1?
Ass-whooping. Hey, wow. Kansas State, sorry it had to be y'all.
Yeah, just go home to the Little Apple.
Okay, it's okay. They're not Texas, dude. Like, we got to show them a little respect. Where was I? Oh, yeah, but Kirby Holcutt, let's cut the man some slack. The dude offered a lifetime contract.
I mean, you don't even have to cut him slack. I'm praising him. I think he did everything he could.
No,
and he's extremely pissed off. He feels disrespected, and as well he should.
Yeah. I mean, he was made – I mean, I hate to say it, but he was made to be an asshole.
I mean, Chris Beard basically just took a paintbrush and painted a clown face on Kirby and said, I'm going to, like, screw you over.
Yeah, well, the deceit. And you could feel it, the emotion, dude. I mean, Kirby, also another prop to Kirby.
I was proud of that press conference.
I was proud of it, but the fact he kept it professional while just doing some undercuts, dude, some digs on it.
When he really got into about Chris Beard
I'm frustrated.
Fight,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it's spot on. It's spot on. He preaches, we're always in the fight. You know, he said a couple weeks ago, and our season will end, like, with a win on Monday night.
Dude's a
what a liar.
Dude's
what a liar.
Dude's a turncoat, man. So, Kirby Holcutt does everything this man, and I do mean everything. The fans have been there for this program with their wallets and with their actions and attendance.
Not going to get it at UT, buddy.
Here's the deal.
You're not.
All for him to string Kirby along for a week in order to save UT a buck and take a job where he's not even getting paid a ton more.
He's not going to have the fan support either.
I got to look at it. It might be less paying or about equivalent. So you're saving UT on UT a buck after everything Kirby Holcutt. He got you the Womble Center that you were campaigning for. State-of-the-art facilities. You know, anything to do with, like, promotions, right, for that. Giving you a raise, immediate raise, and willing to match UT and give you the money. You string him along and leave him out to dry. The disrespect that was showed there is blinding, dude. It's blinding with how just ignorant that was.
Yeah, and to that point, like Beard had said, I think it was either to Kirby, and Kirby said it on his presser, but he doesn't coach for money. He coaches to win.
Yeah.
Did you not win at Tech?
Yeah, are you not winning?
Did you not go to an Elite Eight, a championship game?
A national
championship. You don't coach for money. Why are you saving UT a buck and trying to leverage your spot? I mean, come on.
At Texas Tech, did you not dethrone Kansas and win the Big 12 in 2019?
I don't think
winning. Was that not winning?
I don't think winning was an issue for you, dude.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
Look, going to UT might be a little bit easier to recruit, maybe.
Maybe.
He didn't have too much of a problem recruiting to Tech.
I hope his recruits know that he's a liar.
Well, he'll leave him for the next best opportunity immediately.
He'll leave him out to dry and not even give a damn.
Yeah.
But he proved that you can win. You can win at Tech. You can win in Lubbock. It's not our program has taken new heights. Tubby won at Tech. Tubby Smith won at Tech before he left.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. I mean, clearly, I think honestly, I don't know what to think. Like I said, I know these players stand up for him, and I get it. They have an intimate relationship with him, and they know him. You know, they're with Chris Beard. So, but like, I just don't know how you could trust the guy after he just goes back on everything he talks about.
I mean, I just feel bad for the current players. I mean, Mac McClung.
Current players.
Yeah. I mean, Mac McClung transferred to Texas Tech to play for Chris Beard, and he just leaves him out to dry.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, Beard can, at the end of the day, he can say he wants to do what's right for him, what's best for him, and I can respect that. I'm okay with that, but you do it the right way, like you've preached for the last 5 years.
And he just didn't do it the right way.
Yeah, and you know, you don't be a Jobin about this, man, and just, like I said, the showing of disrespect for that was blinding to me, dude.
Yeah.
I can't see. I mean, is this?
It makes it so much worse when he just lies.
He was a fraud.
He was
waiting for the next opportunity to get out of Lubbock.
And you're right. You can respect it if he does it the right way. It was not done the right way. It was handled completely unprofessional. And the way he treated Texas Tech on the way out is just horrible.
You turned your back on the best fans in the nation. I mean,
he's said that before, that we were the best fans in the nation.
Well, and I'm just going to say at some point in the future, and potentially not. Maybe he has a lot of success at Texas. That could happen. But
I hope not.
But I'll tell you this: we'll be here. We'll be here to tell you. I told you so.
Yeah, I hope he just does not do well at Texas. I hope that
Nick,
school does
what
never
do you got,
do,
man?
Do well in the basketball program.
I won't say we'll be here to tell you we told you so, because we're actually going to move on from this. You know, I think our program's going to be He's replaceable. So we'll move on. But we'll be sitting in the wings with a cold beer and a smile on our face if the chickens come home to roost, man.
They come home to roost, Jordy.
Jordy.
The thing that really pisses me off, though, is that we gave Beard everything that he'd ever want. We gave him the keys to the kingdom. We were going to make him a
king. Lifetime contract was offered.
The respect, and he's all about respect, showed him to offer a lifetime contract. Brand new facilities with his freaking Merle on it.
Merle.
And having the keys to the kingdom was not enough to even give us an opportunity to make a fucking counteroffer.
And he accepted the job before he even told Kirby, and that's a joke. I mean, that's just horribly handled.
And here's the deal. Look, on principle, you let Kirby counter.
Yes.
On principle. And then you tell him, Kirby, this is my dream job.
Yeah.
I want to take it.
He just did not handle this at all entirely. He handled it the entirely wrong way.
It's because he's slimy.
He's a slimy snake.
God. Oh, I know.
He's getting too big for his own head.
If you're a Chris Beard sympathizer.
He's an egotistical maniac.
Here's the thing. To our ex-players, again, that I love Chris Beard, and any of them that, I mean, some of them we've interacted with on, like, our Twitter and stuff. I want you guys to know that our hatred for Chris Beard is one thing, but we are appreciative of you guys. I am sorry that we are just bad-mouthing the shit out of
he's
a guy.
He's not appreciative of them.
A guy that you respect. But at the end of the day, we want this to be – we want y'all to be the ones remembered for this.
I feel hurt.
Justin Gray.
I feel personally
Norris
victimized
Justin
by Chris
Gray.
Beard.
He is Regina George. Justin Gray.
Zach Smith.
Gocher.
Evans.
Gocher. Keenan Evans. Norris Odiasi. I mean, all these guys. Matt Mooney. Tyreek Smith. Moro, we want y'all to be remembered for the run that we went on.
And they will be.
During that time. And we want it to be about you guys, because everyone's saying he left it in a better place, and it was. B.J. Simmons, this is the second week in a row we talked about one of his tweets, but it was a good one. It was fire. Saying that's disrespectful to the guys that Chris Beard inherited. Remember, and he did he did get, like, you know, Culver and them to come to Texas, which was big time. He had dudes like Justin Gray and them that Tubby Smith recruited that were the bedrock of where our program
that
was building.
Elite 8 team was
no doubt
heavily influenced with Tubby Smith recruits.
Yeah. No doubt.
And he did recruit well. And all of our players,
he coached him.
I just want to say this: all of our players have been fantastic. They've all been great. But Yeah, Chris Beard. Okay, before I move on to the next point, today's episode and this content is brought to you by Dark Horse Minerals. Any experienced and tenured landowner will tell you how important mineral assets are to those who have invested in owning property. Wouldn't it be beneficial to know the value of your mineral assets in order to make the proper evaluation on how best to optimize your wealth? Our guys over at Dark Horse Minerals offer the best customer service in providing evaluation of your mineral interests through their team of experienced employees, which include landmen, geologists, and reservoir engineers. The current economic market has been as unpredictable as ever. We've seen that lately. If you are an owner of mineral assets, there isn't a better time to look at selling your mineral rights in order to diversify your financial portfolio, especially with oil and gas being in a volatile state like it is right now. The Dark Horse Minerals team will work diligently with you to provide the best options for you and your loved ones. At Dark Horse Minerals, they take into consideration that a property owner's land is rich, wink, wink, in history and sentimental value, as well as financial value. Dark Horse Minerals offers that West Texas hospitality when conducting business that we all of us Red Raiders know so well. Dark Horse Minerals provides assessments in order to help their clients avoid common mistakes in splitting up land for family distribution, as well as finding tax advantages when selling their assets. They're also committed to providing a plethora of packages so that you can find the deal that works best for your specific situation. This company's recent expansion and growth has been a testament to the relationships they cultivate with their customers and the exemplary service they offer. Call the experts at Dark Horse Minerals. You can reach them at 281-384-1582. Again, that's 281-384-1582. Direct line to the CFO of Dark Horse Minerals. Or check out their website, dhroyalty.com. Again, dhroyalty.com. Did I mention that the company was founded and is also owned and operated by two Texas Tech alumni, Red Raiders through and through? What more can you ask for? Do yourself a favor and your family a favor today and contact our guys at Dark Horse Minerals. You guys have anything else y'all want to say? I mean, I still got another page here.
I mean, what's the next point? What is the next
replaceable
point?
So, okay, this is just...
Are we looking to the future yet?
This is
I still got some stuff on
this
the
is,
back.
This is... No, we're going in.
I got to air this out.
Hey, you guys want to get some crawfish after this, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good. I could really use like a good like batch right now.
I could really just use some spicy crawfish to torture myself. Maybe put it in my eyes or something.
I really just want to like, yeah, just make it hurt, man. I'm glad. And I kind of want to say this to Chris Beard. I know, it'll probably never get to him, but... It's like you guys said, it feels good to air it out, right? It feels good. This is the title of this ep is either He Left or Group Therapy Sesh. This is a group therapy session. We want everybody.
Or Beard is Bitch.
I want y'all in
it. I like that one.
I like Beard that too.
That's a good episode.
I want y'all in your cars yelling with us, furious. Here, this is my last thing I'll say on this. I'm glad you made it home, Chris, your true home, that vastly deep snake pit where you belong. Everything Chris Beard said, everything you said was just hollow words and coach speak. You proved to us and everyone else in the college basketball community that you are nothing more than a greasy, dirty snake oil salesman. And he gets that oil straight from his own scaly and spineless back. You fucking clown. I hope your career is terrible at UT.
You're right, you are, Jackson.
I thought you were going to say his no good, what is it? No good, dirty, rotten grandfather, pig stealing grandfather.
Dude, what? I called Nick the other day and I dropped that line. Great. He's like, you're no good, dirty, rotten, great, great, pig stealing grandfather. Stanley Yelnats, dude, you're worse than Stanley Yelnats. Is no good.
He did great, not carry Madame Zeroni up the mountain.
No, it is no good, great, great, whatever, dirty, rotten, pig-stealing grandfather.
But to your point, like, yeah, now he's, in quotes, home at UT. He doesn't fit with that culture. What he's preached at Tech does not fit with the UT culture.
Yeah.
Yes, he'll likely change
the team. We don't know, like, what he is.
He'll likely change the team.
I don't know who he is.
The basketball program is going to reflect his coaching style and what he preaches, yes, but he'll never change the fans. He'll never change the boosters at Texas. He'll never change the administration
that's
going to come after him if he keeps having these 500 win seasons in conference. They're going to go after him, and they're going to cut him so fast if he doesn't perform.
Rick Barnes has entered the chat.
He's not – Chris Beard is plain and simple. He's not one of us. He's one of those pompous, tea-sipping UT assholes.
He's not one of the – but what he's preached, though, is not UT either.
What he's preached is not that, but, I mean, that we found out that's what he is.
They will disrespect him so fast, dude. It's going to hurt, dude. I don't know, man.
He's He fits in UT because he's an arrogant asshole.
Big
and I grandpa. Actually do have some friends that are listening in from UT on this pod because they said they wanted to hear our takes on it. So you guys are getting Lane at his best. I'll just say that.
I'm just angry, all right? I mean, I don't mean that about everybody.
What does Alex Jones say? He's like, oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm just pissed off. Look, we're pissed off.
It's all good fun in the name of the rivalry, right?
Yeah, look. Yeah, yeah. Like, talking shit's part of college athletics. Y'all just give us a little break, okay? We're venting. We're venting right now. But to Nick's point, what Chris Beard will soon realize is, as of right now, he's Texas's shiny new toy. And when he loses some of that shine, potentially, you know, again, like, he could have a lot of success.
It happens all the time at UT.
It does.
It happens all the time.
Let's not lie. Let's not lie.
Josh said it best. That's where good head coaches go to die.
Tom Herman.
Charlie Strong.
I was about to say, I mean, Charlie Strong. Tom Herman, Mac Brown.
Good coaches go there to
Rick
die.
Rick Barnes.
And Chris Beard is next on the list.
Shaka Smart. I mean, come Rick on. Barnes. The list goes on and on. But what was I about to say? Oh, potentially. Okay, look, let's be honest. He is a good motivator, a good coach, so he could have success there. But when that shine potentially goes away, and we're not talking a round of 32, Sweet 16.
He's got to go to the Elite Eight at least.
They will throw you aside for the next best thing without thinking twice. Because, about thinking twice, UT fans have an unquenchable thirst that will never be satisfied. Just ask, like I just said, Mac Brown and Rick Barnes.
Arrogant.
Mac Brown's won them a natty and took them to another one. Wasn't enough for him. Rick Barnes, so much success at UT, wasn't enough
Went
for him.
Went to a Final Four.
Ask those guys, at the end of the day, if push comes to shove and you're not even close to that, they won't give a fuck about you, Beard,
and
they will cast you aside like the next guy. They don't give a shit.
I mean, look at Rick Barnes and what he's doing now. Oh, Tennessee's only a top 10 team every year.
Yeah.
It wasn't good enough for Texas.
And here's the thing is, have y'all noticed on Twitter, I mean, Texas fans seem to, like, not really care. Because
they don't even know what's going on.
And the reason is because they don't care about their basketball program nearly as much as Tech fans do. And he's never going to get that atmosphere that we provided back at UT. They just don't care, dude. I mean, on a year with Shaka Smart where they were nationally relevant, returning a ton of players, it still wasn't a sellout crowd. Shaka Smart went basically jabbed at UT saying he got used to not having full crowds there because they're a football school. They just don't care about basketball as much.
Here's the thing.
The grass isn't always greener on the other side. And only he'll know the price he pays.
Only he knows the price he's paid. And Beard goes to China.
He goes to China.
He made a deal with the devil, dude.
I mean, basically. The thing with UT and Texas Tech.
Okay, I'm sorry. He's not that bad.
The thing with UT and Texas Tech is there's no really way to describe it. And if you know... I mean, people just don't understand from the outside, but it's just different. We're just different. The people are different. It's just not the same. And Chris Beard.
Well, our fans aren't wearing t-shirts I got from Walmart.
Yeah.
They care.
We care.
They're invested. They give a damn because they, you know, it's not a.
It's just hard to put into words. The only way I can say it is it's just different.
Yeah.
The people are different.
The fans are more invested. They're more, genuine. And that's why we talked about it on a podcast that, like, we don't get bandwagoners, right? UT fans, dude, are either going to look down on you because they're egotistically think they're superior. They're egotistical and think they're superior. Or the other ones won't even know when you're playing unless you're playing Kansas or something because they're, like I said, they don't think about basketball. They got their T-shirt at Walmart and they don't know the schedule. They don't give a shit unless you're playing a good team.
Texas Tech fans tune in just about every game. We know exactly who we're playing, who's on the schedule, what games are coming up. I mean, you're not going to get that at Texas.
And that is where the regret will set in.
And also, we are going to start a underground buy Texas versus Texas Tech ticket kind of pool of tickets.
We're not petty, are we?
We're packing out. What's their stadium called?
Frank Irwin Center.
Because it's a mess.
Well, didn't they implode that one? Aren't they going to build another one?
They are. I think they're building another one.
Fuck it. Next season's probably going to be at the Frank Urban Center.
Yeah.
We're going to start an underground pool of tickets to sell that shit out full of Tech fans and boo the fuck out of Chris Beard.
We don't even have to start an underground thing. It's going to happen. We fill their stadium every year.
There's going
to
be a
regardless.
There's going to be a Gmail said Longhorn fans 6969 might make a large investment of like 200 tickets.
And I guarantee you, Tech fans are already talking about going to that game in Austin. And,
what was the one you said earlier?
We're going to bring the batteries. Bring your batteries.
What was the one you said earlier? Like, Chris Beard is cool, 59 or something?
I mean, you thought Baker Mayfield got treated bad on his return.
Chris Beard is awesome, 54.
Yeah, the email that's going to buy all the tickets for that game is going to be Chris Beard is my favorite coach, 54, @gmail.com.
You know what? I kind of respect Baker Mayfield now.
Hey, Wayne,
just chill out.
You know who's no longer the most hated man in Lubbock?
Craig James. It's now Chris Beard.
Yes. Baker Mayfield, no longer.
Right. He's all right in my book.
He's all right. Hey, Craig James, like, if I see him, I'll shake his hand now.
Matt Wells, good guy.
Oh, I'll tell you, nobody, we joked earlier, nobody's happier about this than Matt Wells right now.
Hey, they got a scrimmage today.
Pass me one of those beers, dude. What's our time looking like?
Dish them out.
We're at 37 minutes. Not bad.
Wow, dude. Let's just keep going. Anything else y'all want to say? Like,
yeah, I got a lot.
Stop taking Bobby Knight's like genius and like his catchphrases because like you're not Bobby Knight.
You're not Bobby Knight. You never will be.
Four to one kind of sounds dumb now.
Let's talk about where Chris Beard has left us as a basketball program.
Yeah. Let's do that.
This is a really bad time for him to just gut our program like this. The transfer portal is open. You can pretty much go to any team you want without needing a year off.
We are going to have to rely heavily on the transfer portal.
You can get a waiver. But this is what I'm saying.
It might screw us at the same time.
But it's screwing us because we've already had – this is one day into Chris Beard leaving. We've had three guys enter the portal.
Yeah. All right.
Kyler Edwards, who's going to enter his fourth year in the program. Marcus Santos Silva, who's grad transfer. You know, we kind of thought he was going to leave already. But he entered the transfer
portal.
Santos
Silva – is out of him, out of those three, or sorry,
Micah Peavy, the third one.
Piva and Edwards are the ones I. Piva? Did I say Piva?
Yeah.
Peavy and Edwards are the two I'm most concerned about. But go on.
No, for sure.
Chris Beard is such a snake. He's going to hire Micah Peavy's dad at UT for Micah Peavy to transfer to UT. I mean, what a joke.
Is he really?
That's what I've heard rumor.
In the rumor mill, huh?
Yeah.
Well. It's bad. There's a mass exodus at programs. You see, Iowa State had like four guys enter the transfer portal. Kansas State, these lesser programs, everyone's leaving because they can't. There's such a huge restructuring in the NCAA right now in terms of basketball players moving teams and entering the portal. Could be good for us.
Yeah.
But we'll never see anything like this again. But our head coach, our leader, our best recruiter ever at
Tech. Who? Mark Adams?
Chris Beard has left now.
Our true hero, Mark Adams, though.
And Kirby, it puts all the pressure on Kirby because he needs to find a replacement or promote Mark Adams to coach.
Yeah. He needs to do whatever he does. He needs to get it going. Dude.
Or our program is going to be left in the dust as far as transfers going in and out of programs.
I mean, we can just pray that some of those that, McCullough stays.
I was going to say this.
We need McCullough to stay.
I mean, has Shannon announced?
Shannon's going to the league. Now, especially with Beard leaving, I totally get it. Shannon, we wish him all the best, and we know he'll do great things moving forward.
And the players, too. I mean, I kind of understand them leaving. I mean, if they transfer to UT, that's low.
There is no animosity towards anybody but Chris Beard right now. And I just want, if there's any players that tune into this, I just want them to understand that. I don't know, man. You never know. Like, we interact with some of them, and our listenership has been growing. From one listener to two listeners now. So that second listener could be like Matt Mooney or something. Who knows? But, oh, dude. Right here, baby. Chris Beard.
Does Chris Beard even enjoy cold beers? I don't even think so.
Probably not. He probably drinks wine.
He drinks and sips on tea now that he wants.
Probably
to
like
tea.
Hard seltzers and what are those?
What do y'all drink in Austin, Jackson?
Apple. What do we drink? We drink LaCroix.
He probably drinks like apple teenies and stuff.
Hey, now, good martini, not too bad. But this sound right here, dude, it's not going to ring true the same. Oh, wow, all over the computer. Hell yeah. That's not going to ring true the same way it will in Lubbock. No?
No. I mean, another thing that's just different with UT and Texas Tech, at Texas Tech, just cold beer just tastes better.
Well, that's a fact. And it's in a schooner instead of like a fancy glass.
Yeah, and I mean, the people are better.
Well, that's also a fact. Like, no, West Texans are amazing, dude. They are the best, most diehard. Also, can we laugh? I love the Texas Tech community. Chris Beard literally went from the most loved man and cherished man. Like, we would erect a statue. I mean,
we were already making murals.
Making murals.
We're making murals of Chris Beard.
Merle, get in here. No, dude, we were doing all this stuff. And he went from that to just
hate it.
I mean, they turned like this. And here's the thing. We are the most loyal and, loving fans. or we are savages, dude. And I'm going to say that game next year at Texas Tech has to be.
I'd be worried if I were Chris Beard.
No, I'm just going to say it has to be. Hold on. No, remember Catherine warned us, dude. No threats on the pod.
Well, we're not threatening. I'm just saying, I'd be worried for him.
Yeah, like Texas Tech fans will go crazy.
Yeah, they're going to. I mean, he's just boo the shit out of him. I mean,
that was a joke, by the way. Of course, we never threaten anybody.
We're not. I'm not threatening. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Wayne had the craziest look in his eye last night.
If I were
said,
him,
like,
I'd be worried going into that stadium.
You know why they're called the Raider Riot?
Yes, because it's going to be a full-fledged riot.
It's going to be a riot.
Damn, this is fun, dude. Like, I'm really glad we're getting this off our chest because I needed to, dude. Yesterday was brutal just because we've never been – I tweeted it out. I've never had an ex even do me dirtier than Chris Beard did Texas Tech. Actually, all my exes are really nice and cool. So, like
– yeah, compared to Chris Beard.
I mean, Chris Beard, like, again, is just the woat, but – We were talking about our program, okay?
The WOAT, the worst of all time?
Yeah, the WOAT. Nice. Thanks.
Good one, Jackson. Nice one, James.
Nice one, James.
Hey, all I know is the future of our program, and this is what I was going to your point, Nick, earlier, I don't know what next year looks like for us. I'm not going to lie, guys. It's going to get worse before it gets better, okay? More than likely.
Unless we hire Patino.
Bro, can you imagine?
I'm down for Patino to just come in and cheat his ass off it.
Oh, God. We digress. Dude, this is hot takes at its best.
You digressed real fast from that one.
imagine Patino. Dude, what if we could do a Patino Mark Adams combo?
Now, is that something you might be interested in?
Wait. Dad, listen to AJ Media. Hold on. All I know is our dad is in the other room right now, and he's watching a Chris Beard introductory speech, and I know he's fuming right now. We are so petty.
Chris,
but I love
Chris
it.
Deard.
Chris Deard. No, what was I say? Oh, okay, but let's talk about, I mean, so the program where it's at right now is, you know, I don't know what next year looks like, but Kirby was right when he said we have the things in place, right? We have the tools and the infrastructure in place to bring a coach in and continue a successful and winning program. Some Tech fans don't seem to think that. Chris Beard is irreplaceable. And let's talk about our coaching hires, okay? Because it might be a year or two or three down the road until we start seeing that success again. I don't know what the immediate future holds, but a lot of it is going to be predicated on who we bring in as our next head coach. Mark Adams has got to be at the top of the list, right? The genius and the actual guru and X's and O's, you know, expert behind the no middle defense.
Right.
And I mean, what does Chris Beard look like without Mark Adams? That's another good question.
That's another great question. The only concern I would say with Mark Adams is, can he recruit as well as Chris Beard?
And here's why I'm starting to buy in is because it seems like our players really believe in his ability to lead, to coach. You see, like, Norris Odiasi.
So that's very positive. Very positive. He also coached
Zach Smith.
He also was a head coach at Wayland Baptist in the 80s, where
Nick just exit, like, stage left for a piss break? This is our most unstructured organized pod.
What a funny guy.
What a funny dude. But you're right. He coached at Wayland Baptist,
where
another, like, drinking legend once played basketball there, Lane Griffon. Mark Adams, the players, you saw Zach Smith come out and say something. They love Mark Adams. To me, I think he's got to be up there at the top of your list. I would like a call place to Rick Pitino.
Yeah, at least interview him.
Darvin Ham, I think, has to be involved.
I didn't even know he was in coaching.
Well, so he's an assistant at the NBA level, and he's been around for a long time. He seems like a coach to me that could cultivate really positive relationships. He knows what it takes, you know, the kind of transition to the next level. Mm-hmm. He knows what those guys, the workouts, the regimen that they go through.
He really knows how to shatter a backboard.
He really knows how to just absolutely destroy a backboard.
Backboards, yeah.
Yes. He's a badass. I would love to see Darvin Ham get a call and get looked at. Rick Pitino. I'll tell you who I don't want to hire.
Let's get Rick Barnes in here.
I don't want the ACU head coach.
I mean, he's had a good run, ACU. He's not ready yet.
I agree. I don't want what's his name?
Joe Golding.
Golding, that's it. Great. I mean, good coach.
He's doing well. I just don't think he's quite ready.
I agree. The UNT head coach, I think, deserves maybe a call. What's his McCaslin or something?
I wouldn't be happy with
Here's Ramon Raiders' take. No. Mark Adams or Rick Pitino or bust.
Or Darvin Ham.
Dan, y'all hear this? Loyola?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chicago.
Porter Moser. Oklahoma.
Wow.
Head coach.
Whoa. Lot of action.
I was literally going to throw his name out, but I saw this on Twitter.
That would have been somebody to go after.
But here's the thing, guys. If we get the right man, and I do think Mark Adams is ready for this. Can you imagine a Mark Adams, who apparently, this is rumored, had some words when Chris Beard, this was reported by some credible sources, that called multiple times trying to recruit Mark Adams to UT with him.
Yeah.
And apparently Mark Adams shut him down and maybe had some words to say. I'll leave it at that.
And I love that from Mark Adams. He's one of us. I mean, he's a West Texas guy. He's been at Clarendon College, Wayland Baptist, like we said. I think a couple other.
He is West actually Texas everything schools. Chris Beard tried to promote that he was.
Exactly. And he just proved that he's a loyal. I mean, he's not gonna. If he did leave, he was gonna do it the right way. And Chris Beard didn't do it the right way. And he stuck up.
Can
for
you
it.
Imagine Mark Adams, Chris Beard, 2022?
That would be
in
sick.
The
and
USA.
We and we win
grudge match, baby. But look, bottom line is, I think Mark Adams is capable, and I think he deserves. I mean, he's my guy right now. Him or Rick Pitino, and Rick Pitino's got some baggage. I get it, but hey, don't we all?
I mean,
don't we all?
Bob Knight had some baggage when he came from Indiana.
That's a great point.
Here's a name that I want to throw out here for head basketball coach at Tech:
Dewey Cox,
Tim Tadlock.
Timmy,
hold on. Also,
Matt Wells.
Can we do a cheers real quick to the actual
Matt Wells? Hell no.
Can we do a cheers? Dude, hey, I don't know about – I love Matt Wells now.
I mean, I think he's a good guy.
All Matt Wells has to do is come out and say, I love West Texas. I love loyal to Texas Tech.
He's an
West
analytics
Texas
guy.
Is this nation's backbone.
Matt Wells is an analytics guy.
No, all I know is he could say – all he has to do in his next presser is just – he could win one game next year and go, I love West Texas. I'll never leave. We love him. No, we love him, dude. He's one of us.
You can't get anything better than Tech. Yeah.
The hot takes are rolling. EP91, group therapy special. Never forget it.
You're going to raise a beer for somebody.
Oh,
you're
going
to raise a beer for.
Tim Tadlock, the actual.
The GOAT.
The actual, what did I say?
Loyalist.
Loyalist. The best coach in the OG.
I mean, he's turned down several.
The OG
big SEC
badass
jobs
at Texas Tech.
Stick
also,
at
Kitley
Tech.
Is a dog. Is it Greg Sands? I'm so bad with names.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sands, all these guys, man. We love you.
Stone.
Stone, we respect you, and keep grinding and work with Kirby.
Keep fighting the good fight.
To make the best fans in the nation proud, unlike our turncoat former
Slimy.
Leader. That's all my notes, guys.
For the watch.
That's it, man. That's it.
For the watch.
Anything else you need to get off your chest? I hope that this rant and this venting session was beneficial, not only for us, but to our listeners. Y'all yell it out in the car. Look, a lot of what we said, clearly we're angry right now, as we should, as Texas Tech fans should be. If you're just tuning in for the first time, this isn't our normal program. We usually have a little bit more structure. We carry ourselves with, but hey, a little bit more, I guess professionalism is the only word is coming to mind.
This is the energy and the enthusiasm that we bring.
Still more professional than Chris Beard.
100%. And here's the thing. The Ramblin' Raiders are always going to give it to you straight. No chaser, give it to you straight, and tell you how we feel, and this is just how we feel right now. Take it or leave it.
I think most Tech fans are feeling about the same.
Yeah, former players, we love you guys, but like, we're not going to respect Chris Beard. I'm sorry.
The way he handled it was just –
He treated it horribly.
He treated Texas Tech horribly.
Also,
he treated Kirby Holcutt.
Barstool.
Like, I mean,
Barstool's been talking shit about him. I'll say this. Chris
Beard. They really?
Yes. Chris Beard just went from like the lovable underdog, chip on his shoulder guy.
To a sellout,
snooty, pompous, elitist.
Arrogant
bastard. And I'm telling you right now, not the Big 12 is watching and hoping you fail. Everybody's hoping you fail.
I heard
dude.
A rumor he's got a small wiener.
War has been waged on this podcast today. War has been waged.
I have spoken.
and this is the way. This is the way. Guys, we joke around. We like to laugh, even though right now we're salty, clearly. But hey, our basketball program will be fine. We're gonna be okay. Oh, let's get it. We hope y'all enjoyed this therapy sesh. The Ramblin' Raiders aren't going anywhere. We're gonna be here to bring our baseball news. We're gonna bring football news. Expect fundraisers coming up soon. Hey, maybe the curse has been lifted. I see good things in our future, and just know that moving forward, we're here for y'all. We're here for the Texas Tech community. We got a big announcement coming up soon. let's just say maybe a little merger.
Man,
in the words,
tell me shit.
A moja.
And let's just say, like, we're ready to, like, get this thing rocking and rolling. UT will always, or will never be as passionate as the Red Raider faithful. And that's something that, like, you can take to the bank every day of the week.
Every day of the week.
All right, Nick, let's play us out before we, like, actually get canceled. Guys, any final words?
Yeah, man, keep your chins up high and your guns up higher.
Keep your guns up, as always. Have a good week.
Yeah, we're going to be just fine. Basketball team still on the rise. Baseball team kicking ass. Red Raiders through and through, baby. Lane, Nick,
we out.